A Visual New Testament, page 46, The Sky Darkens. During this time of trouble, Jesus went to a quiet place to pray. Afterwards, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. Then, very simply, Jesus taught them what we call the Lord's Prayer. Events moved quickly, and Jesus knew that he was in great danger and that time was short. He called his 12 disciples and instructed them to travel far and wide to carry his message to the people. Travel light, Jesus told them, and rest where you can. Don't waste time. You have much to do. Now, King Herod heard of Jesus, for his fame had spread. This was Herod Antipas, the son of Herod the Great, who had built the temple at Jerusalem. Herod Antipas was he who had imprisoned John the Baptist and finally put him to death. Now, when Herod heard of Jesus, he was greatly troubled. This is John, he whispered, risen again from the dead. Knowing that there was much to teach his disciples before he was arrested, Jesus took them to a place of safety, to a strip of coastland to the north about 40 miles from Capernaum, the land of Tyre and Sidon. Secretly, he entered a house there, but was recognized by a Phoenician woman who begged him to heal her daughter. Now, she was a Gentile and not a Jew. Jesus said to her with a smile, My work is for my own people first. It is not fair to take their bread and throw it to the dogs. True, Lord, she answered, but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Jesus laughed at her witty reply, and because of her faith in him, her daughter was healed.